AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of debate about the nuclear deal with Iran. We'll hear more about the agreement today from the president, who's going to be holding a news conference this afternoon. Meanwhile, he's sending Vice President Biden to Capitol Hill. Many lawmakers don't like this deal, but our Mark Smith reports from the White House the president is likely to win this fight.
Even many Democrats have their doubts. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he fears America's red lines on the Iranian nuclear program have turned into green lights. But Obama has vowed to veto any bid to scuttle the deal. And although it could be a close vote, all he needs is 34 to sustain him.
The president is laying out his vision of a changed criminal justice system. He says too often in America, the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
If you're a low-level drug dealer or you violate your parole, you owe some debt to society. You have to be held accountable and make amends. But you don't owe 20 years.
He told the NAACP convention in Philadelphia that voting rights should be restored to felons who have served their sentences, and employers should not ask job candidates about past convictions. He's asking Congress to pass a reform bill by the end of the year. The video is out, and it shows notorious Mexican drug lord El Chapo escaping from his prison cell near Mexico City over the weekend. He sits on his bed, takes off his shoes, walks over to a shower, stoops behind a wall, and vanishes. Angry Greek government workers have called a strike for today to coincide with the debate in Parliament on a financial bailout bill. Banks in Greece are closed at least through tomorrow. At the All-Star Game, the American League beat the National League 6-3 last night. This is AP Radio News. Honda has been accused of marking up interest rates on loans to minority car buyers. Now it's settling. Here's our Tim McGuire.
Honda Motors agrees to pay $24 million to minority car buyers who were charged higher interest rates than whites. The Justice Department and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau claim Honda dealers charged higher markup rates to thousands of black, Hispanic, Asian, and Pacific Islander customers than white car buyers. Under the agreement, the dealers will have to cap their additional interest charges for all buyers to 1 or 1.25%, depending upon the length of the note. I'm Tim McGuire.
A Japanese company will apologize for using U.S. servicemen as slaves at its factories in Japan during World War II. A representative of Mitsubishi Materials will apologize to Californian James Murphy, a serviceman who had to work at one of those plants. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.